Moncrief on News Talk.
The players taking part in the World Cup have obviously put in a lot of preparation, but that's analogous to the amount of work that goes into the surface they play on. The pitch has to be perfect. And that's a responsibility of people like Greg Whateley. Greg, originally from Dundalk, is pitch manager at Bostam Stadium. Good afternoon, Greg.
Hiya, Sean.
Thanks for talking to us. Normally, what sports are played on Bostam Stadium?
Typically, the guys here, it's NFL, and obviously the big difference is they're playing on an artificial surface. So they do play football or soccer here as well, but it's always on an artificial surface. So what they've got now is definitely a little bit different to what they're used to.
And so is it still an artificial surface, or did you have to oversee the planting of real grass?
Yeah, so the process kind of for this started years ago, but we've swapped out that artificial surface for the grass surface now. So that kind of started earlier this year, kind of February time, and we laid the sod in March, and it's kind of been in since then. So we've been working on it since then, and the guys here in the stadium have been working on it pretty rigorously since then to get everything in place for what's been going on the last few weeks.
And do you have to pay much attention? Like, is there, a set of criteria that you have to adhere to, whereas so that all the pitches that are being used in the World Cup are pretty much the same?
Yeah, exactly. Consistency is the biggest thing for us, especially with this World Cup being that bit bigger. We've obviously got venues in different climates, different regions, different countries. So it's all about consistency for us from a pitch point of view. So there's a number of FIFA parameters that we have to meet in terms of not just the construction and the requirements and the types of pitches that we build, but also in terms of actually managing them day to day and then obviously the performance of them on match day. So we've a whole load of research has gone into this over the last 5 years, kind of in the build up to the World Cup. So we kind of knew the answers before we got to this point. And now kind of as we're in the middle of it, we're kind of testing pitches pretty much every single day. And it's not just the stadiums, it's the training grounds and everything that goes with that too.
Yeah. And does the grass have to be the same on every pitch? And does it have to be the same height?
Yeah. So this is where it's a little bit different with this World Cup. So with the climates that we've got involved, we've basically got two different types of grasses mainly. So cool season grass and warm season grasses. Where we are here in Boston, we've got cool season grasses, and it's basically based by climatic regions. You go a little bit further side, the guys are using warm season grasses. The main difference between the two of them is the cutting heights are slightly different. So for us, we're looking at 23 millimeters. Whereas the guys at the warm season grass and the Bermuda grass, they're cutting a little bit shorter. But the reason for that is actually so that they get the same playing characteristics, whether they're playing on the cool season or the warm season. So as I said, it's all about consistency, and hopefully the players are seeing that.
Does it come down to even things like if you bounce a ball on each pitch, it has to kind of bounce up pretty much the same height?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a whole host of tests that we do in terms of surface hardness, moisture, rotational resistance and traction and all of this stuff, and ball roll and ball bounce does come into that as well. And as I say, we're trying to replicate the same thing in different environments, which is obviously a challenge. But we've been doing this for years, so we're fairly confident that we know what we're doing at this stage, thankfully. And that's what we've actually seen. So far, all the games have been played and all the pitches have been performing quite well.
Yeah. Now, one of our listeners has just texted in to ask, during a match in the World Cup when they break for drinks, I noticed that the sprinklers come on. Does this not make the pitch slippery for the players?
No. So the main reason for that is actually to slick the surface up a little bit to help with ball movement. So you'll probably see it a lot in Europe at halftime, pre-match watering, and we'll be doing that as well. But for the fact that there's a hydration break for this World Cup obviously makes it a little bit different. But we've been given the opportunity that if me as pitch manager, if I see that we need to add a little bit of water, we can do it in that 3 minute window. But it's more so for a playability point of view, just to help the ball kind of move that little bit quicker and a little bit slicker on the surface.
And I assume you have to watch the weather forecast very carefully as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially being here in Foxborough or in Boston, it's something we're continually monitoring. This time of season or time of year, especially, they tend to get a lot of thunderstorms and higher temperatures. So we're kind of continually looking at that. We're weather people one day, or climatologists one day, and we're agronomists another day. So we've to wear a whole load of hats kind of within the space of a few hours, basically.
Now, I know, as I understand it, you were seconded to this job. So, like, how long have you been out there for and how long will you be there for?
Yeah, so I arrived kind of the middle of May, towards kind of middle back end of May. So a few weeks before the first game here in Boston. And the idea of my role is kind of to help and kind of as best I can facilitate the guys who are already here on the ground. So there's obviously a pitch team based in the stadium here already. And my role is kind of to be that FIFA liaison between the two and obviously help the guys here, because as you can imagine, hosting a World Cup is very different to a lot of the kind of tournament work or the matches that they already do. I've been lucky enough that I've worked multiple World Cups and multiple football tournaments and different events around the world. So that little bit of experience that I can bring has hopefully helped them and made their life a little bit easier. But I'll literally be here till the end of the World Cup or till the end of our last game, which is the quarterfinal in about 8 or 9 days. And then I'll be back home to Ireland, back to probably a bit of cooler temperatures, I imagine.
After all that work, they don't even give you a ticket, free ticket for the final.
No, I have to go back to my day job.
And what is your day job?
So I'm basically a sports turf consultant by nature. So as I said, this is kind of what I do on a daily basis, but it's not just tournament work. I work everything from grassroots community level the whole way up. So I've been based in Ireland for the last number of years and kind of just do work around Ireland, but a lot of my stuff is still overseas as well. So I'm kind of here, there and everywhere a lot of the time.
Fascinating job. Greg, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Greg Whateley there, originally from Dundalk, as you said, currently in Boston, helping with the World Cup there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.